April 24th, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Matthew 8, verse 3. I clinked my medicine tray down beside Mr. Kelsey's hospital bed. I liked to pause in his room for a patch of conversation in the course of my busy nurse's shift. I was leaning on his bed, listening to his lively plans for retirement, when the bad news came. Within a few seconds, Mr. Kelsey's future seemed shaky at best. The doctor's face hinted that the news was grim the moment he walked in. "You need immediate surgery," he said. "I'm sorry, but we really should operate right away." When the doctor left, Mr. Kelsey stared at the bed in stunned silence. Something painful hung in the air, and Mr. Kelsey was trembling. I wanted to comfort him, but there were no words. Nothing but silence. Absently, I placed my hand on his shoulder while rummaging my mind for the right words. I was at a loss. Was there nothing I could do to soothe his fears? Imperceptibly, the shoulder beneath my hand had stopped trembling. Mr. Kelsey smiled up at me. "Thank you," he said. "Thank you? For what?" I stared at my hand on his shoulder. Could one little touch communicate so much? Only a touch? I have since learned never to underestimate the remarkable power of touch. It can speak eloquent words of love. It can say, "I'm sorry," "I care," "I understand," or simply, "I'm here." Sometimes a touch communicates in a way more vibrant and poetic than a string of polished syllables. Once Jesus stretched out his hand and touched an untouchable leper. Only a touch, but such love. Lord, help me to love someone today with a touch.